received a call about 11:15 of an envelope that was opened in the mailroom at Cognizant Technology Solutions 211 Quality Circle. The envelope contained some what they considered odd contents, and one of these was an unknown beige powder. We responded, PD responded, preferring to err on the side of caution in a situation like this. We advised that the building be evacuated till we could determine what we were dealing with. Two employees were in the mailroom when the envelope was opened, so we considered them exposed and possibly contaminated. Those two employees were decontaminated. They were not exhibiting any symptoms of anything, so we opted to keep them on the scene and monitor them till we could try to determine what we were dealing with. Our hazardous materials response team was called out to the scene. They suited up, went in, retrieved a sample of the substance for testing and identification. The sample was identified as trypsin, which is a non-toxic, naturally occurring protease, which is found in the digestive system of most people. What it does, it breaks down proteins in the digestive system. It's got many commercial applications. It's fairly readily available. It's completely non-toxic. So we were able to release the building back to the owners at about 1 o'clock. Well, we released all the building except the mailroom. CSPD went ahead and surveyed the mailroom and collected whatever they determined they needed for evidence. At the time we left the scene, no injuries were reported, and it was all done in less than 2 hours.
Envelope was addressed to anyone specific?
I do not have that specific information. It's my understanding it was handwritten on the envelope. I'm not sure exactly if it was to anybody specific or not.
And the only thing that was in the envelope was the trypsin?
There were some other contents in the envelope, and there again, I'm not sure exactly what that was either. Our main concern was to try to identify the powder, and then the rest of the those kind of details with who it's addressed to and all that, we left up to PD for their investigation part.
The decontamination process involves what?
In this instance, it was basically just a thorough hand washing and things like that. The powder wasn't really disturbed, wasn't airborne or anything. And since the people exposed weren't exhibiting any symptoms, we didn't feel we needed to go through a full technical decon, a full washdown or anything like that until we had a better idea of what we were dealing with.
Any estimate on the number of people who were evacuated?
The total census of that building is about 500 people.